Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 22 of Lamentations chapter 3. The Lord's acts of mercy indeed do not end, for his compassions do not fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I wait for him. The Lord is good to those who await him, to the person who seeks him. It is good that he waits silently for the salvation of the Lord.
We often think of God's goodness in terms of tangible blessings, but we shouldn't feel we're loved by him only when our circumstances are positive. In fact, for those of us who are believers, his goodness is often richest in our darkest hour. One way God expresses goodness is through his mercy. Throughout the Gospels, we see the Lord filled with compassion and ministering to people who are suffering. Consider the demon-possessed man Jesus met in the country of the Gerasenes. He was broken in both mind and body, wandering naked among tombs. The people there had bound him with chains and shackles, keeping him under guard, not for his well-being, but for their own. As far as we know, nobody had tried to ease his suffering. But that's precisely what Jesus did. Not only did he cast out the demons, he also clothed the man and spoke with him. We might think the miraculous healing was more than enough, but Jesus wasn't finished until he returned the man to full humanity by taking care of his physical needs and welcoming him back into the community. That's what God's goodness looks like. Love without limit.